I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. Tom Lydon is here with the ETF of the week. He joins us each week at this time to bring you something. Well, sometimes it's bedrock cornerstone. Hey, this is what's trending and how you might want to look at it. Sometimes it's the edges of your portfolio, something that you want to look at that might be new as the ETF industry is changing, but it's always something interesting. And if you want to follow up and get more information, or if you just want to see stuff that on the new funds and the new ETFs and what's happening in the business, well, go to ETFtrends.com. Soup to Nuts, a great site for all things related to ETFs. They're on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom is on Twitter at Tom Lydon. But right now, Tom is on Money Life, and I'm pleased to say, Tom, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Utility Select Sector Spider ETF, ticker XLU.
It's the XLU, the Utilities Select Sector Spider Fund. Again, XLU, the ticker. This, Tom, is a fund that is kind of one of those bedrock funds for a lot of people. I think you included, if I've been reading things on ETFtrends.com correctly, this is a fund that you have used in the past. So what brings it up specifically this week?
Yeah, we have used it in the past and we're using it now. And for full disclosure, we own this fund for our clients right now. One thing in particular, not only the fundamentals in line, but most importantly, we always talk about trend following and moving averages, Chuck, and just this last week, XLU went above its 200-day average. So for those trend followers out there looking for opportunities within certain sectors, this is something that we wanted to bring up. But back to the fundamentals, there's been a lot of volatility in the marketplace, some uneasiness in equities, as many investors are feeling that equities might be a little bit long in the tooth. There's also a demand for yield. So with this, utilities really offer two things, a little bit more of a conservative play in the equity space and also an attractive yield of, in this case, 3.5%, which isn't bad compared to what you might get in treasuries where with the Federal Reserve in the position where they're probably going to hike interest rates between now and the end of the year, and rising interest rates are not good for the value of treasuries, not necessarily bad for utilities. So that's another reason why XLU looks attractive.
This is a straight 200-day moving average play, along with the fact that the timing happens to work. The fact that this fund has gone above its 200-day moving average, putting it in the buying zone, does not mean that there's something else that has gone below its 200-day moving average that we're ready to sell. So explain to somebody how, when you see a buy signal on something that you know is kind of cornerstone to a portfolio, where do you decide where the money's coming from? And do you just say, nope, the 200-day moving average is it? And if I'm out again in a week and a half because it took a little downturn for some reason, that's okay with me.
Yeah, that's it. And Chuck, we're fortunate because a lot of people listen to these podcasts. And over the years, we want to be very respectful of especially buy and hold investors who have good asset allocation models. They've worked very well, especially in the last 5 years where we've had a bull market in stocks and a bull market in bonds, but probably we're going to see headwinds in both those areas in the next 12 months. If you feel the same, you might want to get tactical or have a certain position or some positions in your portfolio that you might trade. Here's an opportunity where this ETF just went above its 200-day average. You would hold it as long as it remains above its 200-day average, enjoying the yield and hopefully enjoying appreciation along the way. If that's why you buy it, you have to make sure that's when you sell it. So it's going to require some discipline. But I don't want you to get into something that's especially specific without an idea of what it's going to take for you to get out.
where does this money come from, and how do you avoid the overlap problem? This is a fund where, you know, if you look at the top holdings, a couple of them are 7-8% of this. If you're looking at, you know, a Dominion Resources, that's 8% of this ETF. So where do you worry about overlap, and where does the money come from?
Yeah, when it comes to individual equities, individual securities, it's really tough for the average investor to look at overlap. I'd really look at it as an overall sector allocation. If you own the S&P 500, you already own utilities. So in this case, again, for people who have long-term equity holdings, you're going to increase your allocation to utilities. So that means that your healthcare, your financial services will actually be less of your overall portfolio. I take money that you maybe have in cash, money that you might have had in bonds that you're not comfortable putting in at these levels. Or if you had new money that's come into your portfolio recently, this might be something that you allocate. For investors who are buy and hold, stick with your model. But if you have new money that you're adding as you're saving for retirement, you might want to consider being tactical with that part of your portfolio, as there's probably a greater chance that's going to go through more volatility than the rest of your portfolio has in the last 5 years.
Okay, we're being tactical here, but this is big brand name companies and utilities. This is not like, hey, I'm being tactical, but I'm going into uranium or I'm going into the Bulgaria ETF. This is tactical in a way that even the buy and holder can kind of be comfortable being tactical, right?
Well, you can. It's an ETF. It's diversified. You know exactly what the holdings are. It's low cost. It's tax efficient. It's a very quick and easy way to increase an allocation within a certain sector. And that's the whole idea here. Utilities are looking strong right now, but anything can happen. Stay tuned.
It's the SPIDER. XLU, the Select Sector SPIDER for the utilities sector. Again, the Utilities Select Sector SPIDER, XLU, the ticker symbol. It's the ETF of the week. Just above its 200-day moving average, puts it in the buy zone right now. But again, you're going to watch that 200-day moving average. Make sure it can hold that. Tom Lydon, thanks as always for joining me on Money Life.
Thanks, Chuck. Talk to you next week.
Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends. And for more information, go to ETFTrends.com. Follow them on Twitter, at ETF Trends. You can also follow Tom on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Well, we're off to a great start on the Thursday edition of the show. But a great start means we're picking up speed, and the big interview is next when Money Life rolls on right after these messages.